You're listening to SBS News.
They're some of the world's most recognisable brands: ExxonMobil, Shell Oil, BP America, and Chevron. And as the world's biggest oil producers, they're being accused of disrupting the United States' efforts to tackle climate change and misleading consumers. For the first time, the bosses of these big oil companies have faced questions about climate change under oath in the United States Congress. House Oversight and Reform Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney described the hearing as historic.
For far too long, big oil has escaped accountability for its central role in bringing our planet to the brink of a climate catastrophe. That ends today. Big oil has known the truth about climate change for decades.
The Democrat-led investigation alleges that the oil industry has spent billions of dollars to block climate reforms. It also accuses so-called big oil of greenwashing, misleading consumers with sleek advertisements and social media posts featuring wind turbines and boasting of efforts to produce clean energy, all the while lobbying behind the scenes against meaningful action. Californian Democrat Ro Khanna compared the inquiry to the big tobacco hearings of the 1990s, when executives famously testified that they didn't believe nicotine was addictive.
In 1994, the CEOs of the seven largest tobacco companies appeared right here before our committee. They too faced a choice. They chose to lie under oath, denying that nicotine was addictive. As I'm sure you realized, it didn't turn out too well for them. I hope big oil will not follow the same playbook as big tobacco. You are powerful leaders at the top of the corporate world at a turning point for our planet. Be better.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, the oil executives refuted the claims they're misleading the public about the role of fossil fuels in climate change. Appearing via video link, each denied ever approving a climate disinformation campaign. But when asked to do so, they all declined to pledge they would not spend any more money lobbying against climate reforms. Chairwoman Maloney pressed Shell President Gretchen Watkins to state her personal position on the threat posed by climate change.
Last week, the Defense Department issued a report calling climate change, quote, an existential threat to our nation and the world. Ms. Watkins, do you agree climate change is a threat to our existence?
Chairwoman, I agree that climate change is one of the biggest challenges that we have in the world today, which is why at Shell, we're in action on providing lower and no carbon products to our customers. We believe this is something we're all in together. We need to work in collaboration with society, with governments, with other companies and other industries.
But do you agree that it's an existential threat? Yes or no? Yes. Yes or no?
I agree that this is a defining challenge for our generation. Absolutely.
The hearings come as United States President Joe Biden released a reworked infrastructure bill, including $555 billion for climate change initiatives. Should it pass the Congress, it would represent the biggest investment in climate action in U.S. history and could reduce the country's greenhouse gas emissions by up to half of 2005 levels by 2030. President Biden unveiled the amended package just hours before he left for Europe, where he'll be a key leader at the crucial UN climate talks in Glasgow. President of COP26, Alok Sharma, has called himself shepherd-in-chief as he works to get global leaders to agree on stronger climate action.
I mean, this is going to be difficult. This is going to be a big, big challenge. This is getting almost 200 countries to reach consensus on some of these difficult issues that have been outstanding for 6 years now.
6 years ago, 195 countries signed the Paris Agreement, where they pledged to limit global warming to below 2 degrees Celsius and ideally no more than 1.5 degrees. But a report by the UN this week found that the world is way off track, with temperatures likely to rise by an average of 2.7 degrees. Action from G20 countries, which account for 80% 5% of global emissions will be key to reaching a new agreement. Climate action is on the agenda at a meeting of G20 leaders in Rome ahead of COP26, but it will be jostling for attention alongside the COVID pandemic and global economic recovery. Alok Sharma again.
Just about all the G20, 17 out of the 20, have said that they're going to go to net zero by the middle of the century. That is a move, but of course that's not enough. What we want is for us to win, for the world to collectively win, so that we can say to, you know, our generation, but also to future generations, that we delivered when it mattered.
So a lot is riding on Glasgow. The focus will be on getting countries to present ambitious emissions reductions targets for 2030 to align with a net zero goal by 2050. At least 140 world leaders will be in attendance, although missing will be President Xi Jinping from the world's biggest emitter, China. China this week fell short of global expectations in its renewed climate goals as it increases coal production to grapple with electricity shortages. Climate activists are ramping up their activity ahead of the talks, with banners at a protest in Glasgow calling for an end to the climate emergency. 17-year-old Dylan Hamilton was among them.
We have to try and remind world leaders what's happening with the crisis. The world is literally on fire and it's only going to get worse. So with COP starting in 4 days now, it's absolutely important that we do as much as we can to make sure they understand the urgency.
Standing aboard the UK's new Antarctic research vessel that's been named after him on London's River Thames, a godfather of the environmental movement, Sir David Attenborough, had this message for those attending COP26.
We all know now the magnitude of the dangers that are facing us in the immediate future. Would it not be marvellous to suppose that as a consequence of our discoveries, and that science's discoveries, that the nations of the world joined together and actually did something at COP in this coming conference? Let us see what it does. But I hope and pray that, my goodness, it takes action.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.